From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
I'm gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I've done called up the gypsy woman on the telephone. She's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see you be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Baby, I'll see you be back home in 30 days. She's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see you be back home in 30 days. Ah, oh, Billy Bird now. No satisfaction from the judge, I'm gonna take it to the FBI as a personal grudge. If they don't give me no consolation, I'm gonna take it to the United Nations. I'm gonna see you be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Baby, I'll see you be back home in 30 days. If they don't give me no consolation, I'm gonna take it to the United Nations. I'm gonna see you be back home in 30 days. Oh, thanks a whole lot and a great big welcome to all my good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, tell the folks about the Opry Stars on tap tonight.
Got a buckboard full, Ernest, with Rod Brasfield and Minnie Pearl, Moon Mullican, Grandpa Jones, and the entire Opry gang.
And you got to give it to us older fellows about inviting over the right guest, because I brought along some of the prettiest girls you ever did see, the Carter sisters and Mother Maybelle. Well, sir, you know, tomorrow is the first day of Bird Week. Yes, sir, National Cage Bird Week. Now, we don't have any parakeets or canaries, but believe you me, we do have a bird. And we're going to let him out of his cage right now, Rod Brasfield.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Wait, Rodney, simmer down here. What do you mean, ha-cha-cha? What in the world is wrong with you tonight?
Oh, I'm hot and bothered, Ernest. Hot and bothered.
Rodney, son, you may be hot, but at your age, you'll never be bothered.
Is that so? Hey, I ought to ask you something, Ernest.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Why is it that old hens just lay eggs in the daytime?
I don't know why.
Because they're roosters at night.
Oh. Rodney, I'm telling you, I think you're plumb off your rocker. You are absolutely crazy. Boy, you know, the stark that brought you ought to be arrested for peddling dope.
Peddling dope?
Yeah.
That's what I told Paul the other day.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up. You make me so mad I could eat a goat burger.
Rodney, look, Rod. Let me talk seriously. Looky, why don't you get wise? You know, be smart like your forefathers.
Whose forefathers?
Well, your forefathers. Everybody had forefathers, Rod. Grant Turner had forefathers. I had forefathers. You had forefathers. Everybody.
I had forefathers?
You had forefathers.
Well, by now, if I did, then there was but one of them ever showed up around the house.
Oh.
I bet you $4 them other three old boogers is out scooter pooping around somewhere. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Tubb. Uh-huh. The funny thing happened the other day. You've been gone. You didn't hear about it, don't get.
Yeah.
There was a lady called up your record shop to buy a record, see?
Yeah.
And this lady on the telephone got her connected with a garage.
Oh, yeah, huh?
So she says to the fella, says, have you got sweet lips and seven kisses?
And what did he say?
The garage man says, no, but we've got two tomcats and seven kittens. She says, oh, my goodness, is that a record? He says, well, ma'am, we think it is.
Oh, man. Rod, speaking of cats, how's your old gal friend Susie
getting along? Oh, she's getting along fine. My Uncle Sipe come up here with me today.
Yeah.
To do a little Christmas shopping early.
Oh, did he?
We went in this big department store up here, and I lost him, see?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't find him nowhere. Got to looking around, finally found him, and he was a follering this little lady clerk all over the store.
Yeah, that
everywhere she'd go, he was right in behind her, see? And I went up to him, I says, Uncle Sipe, you old booger, what are you doing following that lady? Are you flirting with that lady clerk there? He says, no, no, Rodney, I just like the way she fills out a slip.
Susie feels that one, too.
Yeah, you know Susie's in bad shape, Ernest.
What happened,
well,
Rod?
Poor thing, she come up here last Saturday night with me.
Yeah.
And me and her was in my old Ford, and going home, we had a wreck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my right front tire, it blowed out, and then it just shoved me off the road right into a man's house.
No.
Yeah, I went right up on the porch and right through the wall and stopped dead still right in his bedroom.
Boy, I bet he was surprised.
Yeah, he sort of raised up in bed and hunched back on his elbow. Well, there I was. I had to say something.
Looking him right in the face.
Yeah, and I says, mister, could you show me the way to Hohenwald? He looked up at me and says, yeah, son, just go straight ahead through the dining room. When you get to the kitchen stove, turn left, and you can't miss it.
Say, you got folks dropping in on Thanksgiving Day, Ernest?
Why, we sure have, Grant.
You got plenty of Prince Albert smoking tobacco in the house?
Oh, you bet your life. You know, PA is the natural smoking tobacco to have on hand for all big holiday doings.
Well, that's because Prince Albert's got natural tobacco flavor. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. And PA's own special process, developed over a period of nearly half a century, holds and heightens the mellow, ripe flavor of fine tobacco. Keeps it there for you to enjoy pipe full after pipe full.
Yes, sir. Gives a fella perfect pipe smoking every time.
Yes, and Prince Albert is crimp cut, too, for neat, firm packing in your pipe, for long burning, cool smoking.
So, fellas, for your next pipe or making cigarette, get you some mild, tasty PA.
That's Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, I think it's time we said hello to some mighty pretty girls. So let's have a good old-fashioned hand pat and welcome for our good friends, the Carter sisters and Mother Maybell. Oh, girls, it's always great to have you join us here at the old Ryman. How about one of those fine Carter songs, Junebug?
All right, we'd like to do a little bit of love, 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 Ernest.
Life is too short.
Bye.
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 tonight's sacred song is a brand new one, neighbors, and I'd like to dedicate this song to some good friends over Virginia way. It was written by a Virginia boy, Mr. Willie Phelps. Hope you kind of like our new rendition of it here. We have it on a record, too. When Jesus Calls. When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus calls. The time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls. Just like he told us the day he left us that he'd return. He loves us so. Now, brothers and sisters, we know he's coming, so it's up to us if we want to go. To him, and it's no secret what he can do. So if you feel like you're not quite ready, just talk to Jesus and he'll hear you. When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus calls. The time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls. Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ernest, tell me why you think Prince Albert smoking tobacco is so popular with making cigarette smokers.
Well, it appears to me, Grant, it's because P.A. rolls real easy and smokes mild and tasty.
Well, those are good answers, both of them. Prince Albert's crimp cut so it rolls into a neat, firm cigarette. It doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Then, of course, P.A.'s got natural tobacco flavor, held and heightened by an exclusive process that gives you Macon's men a mild, tasty smoke every time.
Pretty good reasons for trying America's largest-selling smoking tobacco, Grant.
Fellas, roll your next Macon cigarette with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in P.A. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree. It's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Well, sir, we've always felt, and humbly so, that when you came to the Grand Ole Opry, you heard the best doggone country music in the whole world. And here's some proof. Because the king of the country music piano players is coming our way right now, Moon Mullican, and I'll sail my ship alone.
Well, I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you stay with me. The love we shared is just a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. But now I guess what is to be will be.
ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. Oh, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn, and if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
Thank you a lot, Moon. We really enjoyed that, fella. You know, I don't believe it's a secret, but in case anybody still doesn't know, we've got to confess that we've got us a girlfriend. Yes, sir, and she's right here tonight. She's everybody's gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Tennessee, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
You to help me to correct a story that's going around here.
Oh, sure enough, be glad to,
they
honey.
Say that I'll just kiss any feller that I see.
Oh, no.
Well, now, I'll tell you, I don't kiss nobody but Uncle Nabob and my brother and old friends.
Uh-huh.
Old friend. Oh, now, Ernest, I was standing back there talking to Dr. Lou Childrey, you know.
Yeah, old Doc Lou.
You know, we was talking about one time last summer, we went fishing, you know. And we used some of them Dr. Lou Childrey fishing poles with a goob of dust on the end of them, you know. And we caught more fish. We caught 7 catfish and 4 brim and 10 bass and a potfur.
Now, wait a minute. 10 bass and a potfur?
Yes.
Now, Minnie, what in the world is a potfur?
To cook them in.
Oh.
You're so stupid. Ernest don't know nothing. He don't even suspect nothing. You know, I'm worried about my brother, Ernest.
Yeah, he don't suspect anything either, does he? Well,
my brother is a fine boy.
Oh, I know
he
it,
has
man,
excellent he. Aims, but no ammunition.
Oh.
I tell you, he's a fine boy, but he's been sick here lately, and his feet are cold all the time.
Oh, sure enough.
We can't get him warm for nothing. A feller come by said get him a hot water bottle, but that won't no good.
No.
We couldn't get brother's feet down the neck of that little bottle. Oh. All of our family's got big feet. We have to back up to a door if we aim to knock on it. You know, lots of folks say my brother was just born unlucky, Ernie.
Yeah.
But I don't say that. I think he was lucky to have been born at all. But you know, he is kind of unlucky, Ernest. If he was to buy a suit with 2 pairs of pants, he'd burn a hole in the coat. I know that. But he's going in business now with
sure enough.
His best friend. His name is Handsome Peabody.
Well, that's a good combination, I'll tell you.
Oh, brother and Handsome sort of favor one another.
Yeah.
Only brother looks more like himself than Handsome.
Oh.
Handsome wears his hair different from brother. Handsome wears his hair sort of up in a commodore.
Yeah.
Brother wears his and down in bangs.
Oh.
But now I want to tell you one thing. They're going in the bee business together.
The bee business?
Yeah, Handsome has the bees and brother has the hives. They're going in the business says together. They've already started. Brother says he ain't learned much about the bee business, but he sure has learned a lot about the business end of the bee. Bye now. See you next week.
Oh, me, that Cousin Minnie Pearl just can't be beat. You know, I think we ought to stay with the lady folk a while longer here on the Opry, so how'd you like to hear another song by the Carter Sisters? How about it, huh? Junebug, honey, I'm glad to see you back with the rest of the Carter sisters. How you girls getting along now?
Well, we ain't been doing too good, Ernest, because we've had one of the awfulest fights that ever was, me and the girls
had. Oh, no, again?
Yeah, over how we was going to sing this Yellow Rose of Texas.
Oh, sure enough. Oh, I'll
be it was glad. Awful. We got all wound up around each other, and first thing I knowed, I had this great big toe in my mouth.
Well, why didn't you just bite it off, June?
I did. It was mine.
Oh, goodness. Well, suppose you just fight your way through the Yellow Rose of Texas.
We're going to try it. Y'all start first, and I might catch it. You're covering up my
Texas is the only girl for me all together.
Where the Rio Grande is flowing.
Just little rosebud.
Oh, that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like a dew. Only talk about the clementine and sing of Rosalie. But the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
The yellow rose of Texas
is the only girl for me.
Oh, mighty fine, Curtis Hitchens. And look who's coming right behind you, girls. The old man of the mountains, Grandpa Jones, playing and singing, walking in my sleep. Come here, Grandpa.
Oh, bacon biscuits, baby, bacon biscuits brown. Boy, I get my breakfast, I'm Alabama bound. Oh, walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Now, if you see that gal in line, tell her if you please. Fool, she makes up biscuits, roll up her sleeve. Oh, walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Well, yonder comes that gal of mine. Now, how do you think I know? I know her by them yeller curls hanging down so low. Oh, walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Chet! Oh, walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep.
Folks, freedom of worship is now being restricted among millions of people all over the world. Now, our country was founded on faith in God, and freedom to attend the church of your choice constitutes a mighty precious national heritage. So take the family to your church or synagogue regularly and help strengthen the bonds that hold the family and our great country together.
You know, it's just about impossible to tell which song folks will like when it starts out. But by cracky, you folks sure took a liking to this one a few years back, and some of you wrote you wanted to hear it once again. So Billy Bird, take me off, son, and we'll try to do an old-timer called Letters Have No Arms. Just got your letter, dearest sweetheart. And darling, I miss you oh so much. Your letter has cheered me, but I'm lonesome. Lonesome just to feel your love and touch. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letters. I want to be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand, or none of your sweet love and charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms. Oh, dear, pretty Billy. Thank you.
never bring me the touch of your hand or none of your sweet love and charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms.
Thank you. Thank you just about now. Here's time for Tommy Jackson with another old-time square dance and Dr. Lou Childy to do the calling. Come in here, Lou boy.
Swing forward, swing that gal from Arkansas. Hell, and run to the kitchen table and beat back to the center and swing your sweet. Back to the kitchen, beat once more and get to the center and cuddle up forward. Everybody swinging, you'll see the flow. Hell, now that you have hold your own, grab that gal and go see go. And chase the squirrel, chase the pretty girl around the world.
Well, as your neighbors, we have to be saying so long again, but we're not leaving till we tell you how we've really enjoyed visiting with you at Opry tonight. And don't forget, next week we'll come a-calling for you in the old buckboard. Same time, same place. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Ferlin Husky, and he's bringing along Ira and Charlie, the Lubin brothers. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything, and remember, be better to your neighbors and you'll have better neighbors. And we'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Missing something in your smoke?
Then switch to Cavaliers. King-size Cavalier cigarettes give you complete smoking enjoyment in every puff.
Yes, thousands of smokers agree Cavaliers give you two-way smoking enjoyment. Smooth feel and rich taste.
That's right. In king-size Cavaliers, you get both. The light, smooth feel of finer tobaccos and rich, rewarding taste.
Today, find out for yourself why thousands of smart smokers are switching to king-size Cavaliers. Feel that light, easy-going Cavalier smoothness. Taste that rich, welcome Cavalier flavor. See if Cavalier's wonderful two-way smoking pleasure doesn't win you, too.
Yes, get king-size Cavalier cigarettes today. Get the two-way smoking enjoyment of Cavalier smooth feel and rich taste. Get a carton of king-size Cavaliers today.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.